Welcome to Unscripted Wrestling. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with my brother, Doug, and some good friends, Eric, Stevie, and Kenny. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
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 Sweet. We'll be doing the Fantasy Warfare U.S. title tournament. I'm going to hand it over to Doug. You can get the plugs out of the way, and then we'll get started.
All right. Awesome. All right. Make sure you listen to Boxman and Smark, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night. Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And usually they, well, usually around 10 o'clock Eastern Time, they'll usually go on after AEW on Wednesday nights and after SmackDown on Fridays. So you'll be able to catch them tonight. Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They are going to be starting their, they're hoping to start their Saturday show, their every other Saturday show again soon, the Hollywood Hangout. It's been a while since they've done that. They're good guys. Boxman's helped us out on the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament. So, you know, give them a listen, give them a follow. You can follow them on, you find them on all major podcast platforms. All right. Listen to us every Friday night, usually 8 o'clock Eastern Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, part of the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. Obviously tonight's Fantasy Warfare. Next week is going to be, another big one, because we are going to go through the years 1990 through present day, right?
Yep.
And we are going to each give our MVP for that year. And then, of course, our runners-up. So there's going to be a lot of debate, a lot of discussion, probably a lot of arguing, because we are the male cast of The View.
No, we're not.
Wait, that's supposed to bring politics into this.
But so that'll be next week, 3 weeks from tonight on September 25, we will be reviewing the Pro Wrestling Illustrated 500. It'll be the five of us, we hope, unless, you know, contractual, other contractual obligations happen.
Yeah.
It'll be us along with some special guests, Sam Houston, Rugged Rod Price, and Scott Casey. They've all agreed to come back on the show. We've had them on before. It was a blast having them on before, and I can't actually wait to get their opinions on this or on that list. So that's going to be up in 3 weeks. Also, listen to us Sunday nights, usually 5 o'clock Eastern Time, here on Blog Talk Radio, top tier podcast. This Sunday, UFC fighters, right, Dan?
Yeah, we'll be ranking UFC fighters of all time.
Okay. I still got to talk to somebody about that. And then also, we are heading into round two of the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament. We finished round one last night. We got 13 people moving on, so there's going to be four second round matches. That'll be coming up real soon. I've got help coming up with the categories. Kenny was actually very helpful with a few of his questions a couple of days ago. For the Bruce Springsteen category, Kenny, thank you again for that.
Yeah, I'll come up with a couple more for you. Maybe some other stuff, too.
All right, cool. I appreciate that, my friend. All right, and that basically does it for the plugs for right now. At least that's all I can think of. All
right. Go ahead, man. Get into the tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm running this, aren't I?
You're the Vince.
Oh, yeah. We're in trouble. All right. So the U.S. title tournament here for the unscripted fantasy warfare. For anybody that is just listening to this that has no idea what the fuck this is, we're playing fantasy booker. Last month we did the tag title tournament, which was won by FTR. A couple months ago we did the world title tournament, which was won by Kurt Angle. This is a 16-man tournament for the United States title. Your first round matches are Ravishing Rick Rude, Scott Steiner, John Moxley, Jeff Jarrett, Hangman Page and Baron Corbin, Ricky
what?
The Dragon Steam. yes,
sorry,
Kenny, you heard
sorry.
Me right. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Kevin Owens, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Nikita Koloff, Magnum TA AJ Styles, Diamond Dallas Page, Lex Luger, and Kenny Omega and Shinsuke Nakamura. Basically, we're going to be playing the booking team here.
Right.
I'm going to say the match. We're basically all going to give our opinions. We're going to come up with the finish. And basically, it's either going to be majority rules or somehow we're all going to agree. And then basically, we're going to decide who moves on. And then later on, who's going to become the champion.
Right.
Basically,
did you say Sting in the mix there?
No, because Sting was part of the world title tournament that we did a few months ago.
Oh, well, because I was going to say, when I think of U.S. title, I automatically think of Sting. Never mind.
Yeah. I mean, he could have been on there. I, to be honest with you, I came up with these brackets so long ago that I don't know what made me think.
I was just saying, that's all. I was just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
All right, let's get right into it. Matchup number one: Ravishing Rick Rude and Scott Steiner. Kenny, let's start with you. Who do you like and why?
This is a good match. I'm going to say it's two guys, two legit tough guys, and you know, I think personally, I would go with. I think Ravishing Rick Rude is who I would go over. I think he kind of like was in the mix in the Dangerous Alliance period where he had some form of a championship, and I'm pretty sure he held the U.S. title at one time.
Yeah, I think he
yes
held
no.
it for about 13 months without losing it.
Well, there you go. So, I think... And I think it's the perfect in some way it's a perfect title for a guy like Rude because it's kind of a one note gimmick in a way where
right.
he's exactly the kind of heel you can give the belt to and you don't ever have to let the baby face take it off him. You can have the babyface make humiliate him a million other things, but you don't ever have to let him win the belt because no disrespect to the belt, but it's a secondary title. Which I wanted to bring this up real quick before I let you go on. The next guy is think about the size of the roster the NWA, WCW had where they could have two secondary titles, right? I mean, right? They had, and I always, my favorite. Championship of all time will always be the television title, world television title. But think of just about how big a roster that was, that they could do it and pull it off. And also that they had not just that, but they had the talent to do that.
Well, even though, too, and to kind of piggyback off your point a little bit, not only did they have that, but they had two tag titles, too,
right.
for the longest time. The U.S. tag titles and the world tag titles, which, again, when you have that big of a talent roster, and again, in 91, 92 WCW, they had like 40 to 42 guys on the roster, because especially when Bill Watts took over, Bill Watts was firing anybody and everybody that he didn't feel like could draw. And, but yeah, no, like I get your point with the whole two secondary titles. I mean, it would definitely come into play later on, like 96, 97, 98, when Bischoff had 100 guys under contract.
Some of who were not actually doing anything and still getting paid.
Right. Yeah. I mean that's another
Lenny,
discussion.
I love Lenny Poffo, but he's doing jack shit.
Right.
Lanny Poffo.
Right. All right. So, all right. Kenny said he's going to go with Rude. Stevie, who would you book to go over in this match, and why?
I would book Rick Rude over Steiner.
Okay.
Because I think, basically, Because I think Rue would give him, like, a good match.
Okay. Daniel.
I like Rude. I like Rude in this as well. I think you could probably play into, you know, put the Steiner recliner and how once if he gets that move on Rude, it's over. And the whole time it's just Rude trying to avoid it and stuff. And then at the end, the finish could be he tries to put it in, but he reverses it into a little roll up. You know, gets a heel victory. I think Rude could be a presence in this tournament if we book it right. So yeah, I'm definitely cool with him going over round one.
Okay. Eric.
I'm going with Rude too. I think this feels like a Rude win, and I think he should go over that time because he's more of a single star.
Nice heel victory to start the tournament off.
Right, yeah. And here's the thing.
Exactly.
And Kenny kind of alluded to this earlier. The U.S. title, especially from from 91 to 93, was the U.S. title. That was Rick Rude's title. I mean, if you really think about it, or from November 91 up until, what was it, August 93 or something like that, Kenny, when he finally lost it to Dustin Rhodes?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. So
because, I mean, that
title
was
– or go ahead, Kenny.
The whole Steamboat feud was kind of booked around that belt, like, you know, was how they were kind of doing it, yeah.
All right, but yeah, so this title is kind of built for a guy like Rude. So majority rules. Rick Rude's going to go over Scott Steiner. A nice heel victory, and a guy that, you know, depending on how we want to book this thing, a guy that could go far in this tournament. Because, again, the U.S. title was at one time was built for this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody agrees on Rude. The next match, John Moxley and Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett held the WCW United States title several times. Towards the end when WCW really didn't matter. John Moxley as Dean Ambrose held the WWE version of the United States title for 351 days, only defended it about 8 times.
Yes.
Okay, but still, you know, those are two guys that, you know, they've had their history with the U.S. title, so that's why they're in this thing. Daniel, let's start with you. Who would you book to win this thing and why?
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, we could try to, you know, go wild and somehow get Jarrett over here, but John Moxley and Rick Rude is just such a perfect round two matchup, and it gives the fans something to look forward to. And I want to see the match. So not only because of that, John Moxley, it'd be nice to have a good wild card in this tournament, and Moxley's precisely that.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett, I'm not taking anything away from him, even though I'm personally not his biggest fan, but he's going to have to do business this time if I have any say. I go Moxley.
Okay.
We need a wild card.
Eric, who would you put over and why?
I go John Moxley because you need a – I mean, we already had Hill win, so we need a big baby face like Moxley winning. He is over with the crowd, and I think he would be perfect to beat Jeff Jarrett.
Okay. Kenny?
I'm going to go with Moxley for one reason. Even though he only defended the title a couple of times, it is something I actually remember quite well from that time period. Like, I can remember that kind of him with the belt and, you know, actually being pretty entertained by what he was doing. So I would definitely go with Moxley. And, you know, I think Jeff Jarrett is one of those guys who, like, he never gets the credit he deserved because I think he's a much smarter businessman than I think people give him credit for. At least when he was handling his own business as a company, running a company, he had some problems. But, like, as a guy, when he was just, you know, when he was handling his own money and situation, he was pretty smart. Like, know what? It might be, you know, it might be sexist or whatever that he demanded $70,000 to job to China. But you know what? It was smart business because you want that. Whether I don't care if it was China or whoever, you devalued yourself at that time, especially if you lost a woman. And, you know, like I said, morally it may be reprehensible, but it was definitely smart business. And I think he was always way more – I think the problem was they needed to let him play a face as, like, the chosen one character instead of being a heel. I think he was always better. He always – but, like, a jerky face. Like, you know, like, kind of the reason he got over when he first got to WCW was that he was a heel, but he was so pathetic he became a face.
Right.
Like, you wanted to see him get into the Horseman just because he wanted it so bad.
Right.
Like, that kind of thing. So, yeah, but actually, you know, for all of... I do have, you know, I think, like I said before, Moxley desperately needs someone. Moxley is the perfect example of why you need a booker, because, like, when he's let to do his own thing, he, like, loses the plot so fast it isn't funny. But, like, when he, you know, basically when he was in WWE and had somebody, you know, tell him, no, you can't do that, but do this, he was good. And his promos
right.
are still excellent. So that's the one thing he's fine with, whatever he is.
Right. And, yeah, and I agree with that. Stevie, who would you book to win this match and why?
I would have to go with Moxley over Jarrett. You got to have the heel and the baby face in round two, so.
Okay.
And plus, I think I like Moxley in this match better.
Okay. And I agree with that. And I'll say this. I mean, obviously, it's another what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Like, not overwhelming, but a unanimous
majority.
Yeah, it's another unanimous decision here, majority vote. I'll say this about John Moxley. I mean, obviously you need, you know, more babyface versus heel matches, stuff like that. I don't have an issue with Jeff Jarrett. I like Jeff Jarrett. But, like, and here's the thing, like Kenny mentioned earlier about him being, you know, him knowing how to handle his own business. And I think, like, in TNA, he knew how to handle business too, because in TNA, people trusted him for the longest time.
Except that he hired Vince Russo.
Right. I mean, and that was, you know.
That was really his only mistake, I guess.
Right. But, like, I mean, they trusted him. I think the thing that made them not trust him was the fact that he started sleeping around with Kurt Angle's wife or ex-wife or whatever the hell.
Yeah, that was such a weird situation.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, like, I mean, so everybody's...
Like,
go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, it was just terrible. Just terrible. It was a terrible situation.
Yeah. But... so everybody says Moxley here. So Moxley moves on. Rude versus Moxley in round two. The next match here in round one. Why the hell did I? I don't know what made me pick one of these guys to be in this.
Okay.
The next match is Hangman Adam Page versus Baron Corbin. Here's a funny thing. I like Hangman Page. I kind of like what they're doing with him now in AEW. I know for a while it was kind of like, you know, he was kind of spinning his wheels, but then he got into the tag team with Kenny Omega. Baron Corbin, I cannot stand this motherfucker.
You used to like him.
I liked him for a time, but then it kind of felt like he was just kind of being jammed down everybody's throat.
WWE? No.
Yeah. So, like, now I can't stand him. I've had Twitter beef with him.
No, you said something mean and he blocked you. That's not Twitter beef.
Yeah. of. But, all right, so, Eric, we'll start with you. Who would you book to win and why?
I'll put Adam Page over because I think he's more talented, and Baron Corbin just kind of sucked. And, yeah, I'll put Adam Page over because I think he would be a nice U.S. champion if we found him a champion. And possibly a spoiler, maybe John Moxley versus Adam Page would be nice.
Well, we'll see how far we get there. We'll see where we go with that. All right, Kenny, who would you book to win this and why?
Okay, let me, as you can guess, my disdain for Baron Corbin is high. Looking at it, though, here's what I would say about that. Looking at Baron Corbin, I don't necessarily think he's, like, the shits or anything, or not, you know, like, he's not, a, like, or, you know, have anything personally against the guy. I think my dislike for him is coming from who they're putting him over. Like, I'm sorry, the whole thing with Chad Gable, that should have been fucking Chad Gable should have beat that goofy fuck six ways from any day of the fucking week, let alone Sunday. And, I get, like, you know, they're doing, I guess, really the only thing they could do with them. People don't like him, so they're making him be an unlikable douchebag. So this again, like I said, don't know the guy. Might be a great, nice guy. But, you know, I think there is, you know, if he didn't have a cool finish and Vince just wasn't in love with tall men for whatever reason, he wouldn't probably have a job. But they...
Right. I mean, here's my thing about him, and then I'll get to the rest of you guys in a second. I don't like Baron Corbin. I think my hatred towards Baron Corbin kind of goes by the fact that I have to hear Corey Graves. Well, I mean, not necessarily hear Corey Graves, because we always have the TV on mute whenever SmackDown's on because we're doing the show. But I always have to hear Corey Graves verbally suck this guy off every time Corbin's in the ring. And I don't like I think Corey Graves is dog shit as a play-by-play guy. And I think he's a modern-day Jesse Ventura, and I thought Jesse Ventura was awful. So,
oh, come on, really? Even with Gorilla?
I mean, he was okay. It was just – I don't know what it was. I just found Jesse – like, here's the thing. Bobby Heenan was good because Bobby Heenan was funny. I never found Jesse Ventura funny. I found him to be a dick, just like I find Corey Graves to be a dick. And the fact that Corey Graves does nothing but, you know, put Corbin over, that's kind of like my disdain for him. Because, one, yeah, Corbin's got a cool finish, and he plays the role of heel very well. I mean, he's very good at it because it's easy to get people to hate him. I mean, I think the majority of wrestling fans actually hate him because they know how much Vince likes him. And, you know, Vince doesn't know his shit now.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's like, it's not even that, again, that he's bad, but it's they don't like him. It's like they don't like him in spite, right? Like, if Vince likes a guy, like, I don't know, name any guy Vince is like, and even if he's fucking talented, they'll forgive, you know, they'll forgive Vince that, but, well, you know what I mean? But when a guy is just like, all right, and like, there's no reason to push him other than to say, fuck you fans, fuck you WWE Universe, then that's where the problem is.
Right. All right.
And I want to get back to... Wait, I want to give my Heyman Page thing here. Obviously, I want Page to go over. If he can get away from some of those goofy dopes in AEW and stick with the serious guys, although they're few and far between, he's going to be something. And, you know, like, he looks great. He's a bigger guy in shape without being like a fucking, you know, roid monster. And he... You got the sweet finish with the buckshot lariat. It's a flip, but it looks cool and it makes sense. It actually does something for the move. So, yeah, like those, if I was going to build a company around two guys, face and heel, it'd be face Adam Page and heel MJF right now. Those would be the two guys who I'd be building the company around.
Right. Okay. All right. Stevie, who would you book to win this match and why?
Well, if I was to book this, I would book Hangman Page over Baron Corbin because I'm not a fan of Baron Corbin, so I would have to go with Page on this one.
Okay. All right, Daniel, give your long-awaited opinion.
Could we be missing out on an opportunity, though, of getting an annoying, cocky-ass heel into the second round? And, you know, Baron's, I mean, his promos aren't that great, but that could get over, especially if it gets over on a guy like Hangman. I know there's no way we're going to put him over. I'm just offering, being devil's advocate here. It could work for the tournament. Yeah, I know we're not going to do it. But getting a heel like that, if it was anybody but Baron Corbin, then I'd probably put them over.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Obviously, we're going to go with Hangman Adam Page. I was never really sold on Adam Page at first until I started really watching him weekly on AEW. And I always thought he was kind of a scrub in Japan. But on AEW and the stuff in this past year has really impressed me. So, yeah, I guess we'll put Page over.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. And this is why, like, and I think a lot of us are kind of in the same boat here. Like, the issue with Corbin, yeah, I think you kind of want an annoying heel. Like, because now, like, if an annoying heel were to go over, it'd be like, okay, well, you know, hopefully, you know, there's going to be a babyface come in and beat the guy.
Yeah, kick his ass.
But the issue with Corbin, and again, this Vince McMahon's not booking this thing, we are. The issue with Corbin is that you always think Corbin's going to get his comeuppance. But even when he gets beat, he gets the last laugh. Like, every match he's competed in to where the babyface finally beats him and gets the gets the win and all that, and we have the big payoff, Corbin jumps him not that long after to basically say, no, motherfucker, I'm not done with you. This is going to continue. He did it to Gable when Gable beat him. I think it was at Hell in a Cell last year. Corbin jumped him right away. He did it to Elias after Elias beat him at WrestleMania. He just did it to Matt Riddle, for Christ's sake. Matt Riddle, a guy who everybody wants to get over, but Baron Corbin has a backstage issue with because Baron Corbin does not want to be the first guy that this guy goes over on because he's jealous of how much everybody likes Riddle. It's the same damn thing with him.
Right.
So I think that's one of the reasons why, like, that's why, you know, when people fantasy book, nobody gives a shit about Baron Corbin. Because the guy, like, even when he loses, he still finds a way to somehow be over in the end.
I think if he was on the right roster, there is interesting things you can do with him. I'm not going to take that away from him.
Right.
Yeah, the way he's being booked, and yes, he's not great, but there are worse talents that have had more success for a reason. Good booking.
Right.
True.
There is interesting things you can do with Baron Corbin if you really dug deep into those.
Right. All right, so Paige. So, Paige is going to go over here. Ow. The next match in round one here, the winner will obviously face Hangman Page. It's going to be Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Kevin Owens. And Kenny, start us off here.
It's the Dragon. Again, nothing against Owens, but the Dragon, man. I mean, come on, he's still probably – he's in better shape than Kevin Owens is. right now at whatever age he is. The guy, and he looked just so cool, and he was so cool, and, you know, he's exactly the kind of baby face you can do stuff with. You can do, you know, you can do serious high heat stuff with him and, like, Rick Rude, where they're, where it's totally personal, and then you can do stuff where it's just about, like, you know, like they did with Flair, which they tried to make personal, but it was never really personal, just about, you know, strictly who's the better wrestler, and, you know, like, everything he does, and he cuts a great babyface promo, which is a lot harder than people think it is, and, you know, I just don't see, like, I don't see Kevin Owens, like, adding in what you're going to get out of Ricky Steamboat. Kevin Owens isn't going to give you, and Owens, to me, just, like, you know, he's frustrating because, like, there's so much, in a lot of ways, he's kind of like Moxley. Like, I want to hear him talk. I don't particularly need to see him wrestle, not that he's offensive, but there are so many better guys wrestling. Why should I watch this goof? And so, yeah, that's my take on it. No need to belabor the point.
Right. Okay. Daniel, who would you book and why?
I'm actually going to have to disagree on this one. I like Kevin Owens in this match. But we'd have to go heel Kevin Owens at a super babyface Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, obviously. I think this could be one of the better matches in the tournament just because of the psychology and the dichotomy between the two. If done right, I think these two could put on a great match. You know, even, I mean, I do agree that Kevin Owens isn't the greatest wrestler, but he definitely has chops, especially for a bigger guy. He's pretty agile. One of the best talkers. Just building, if we build up to this first round match, the build up would be exciting in its own right. Just Ricky versus Kevin. I think I like the prospect a little more of Owens and Hangman in round two. And I think it would kind of build Hangman as kind of a top face in the tournament, going up against a strong heel.
Right.
So I don't know if it'll do him any favors going against Ricky the Dragon Steamboat at all.
No, because they would probably boo Hangman Page and cheer Steamboat, because Steamboat is the ultimate good guy. And here's the thing. I just kind of want to interject this. Anybody that has kind of listened to my rants on Ricky Steamboat before,
yeah,
like especially when we did the Golden Era tier list, Ricky Steamboat is a phenomenal wrestler. I just think that he's had bad people in his ear. I mean, basically his ex-wife, Bonnie, I think she ruined his career.
Wow, she didn't ruin it.
I mean, and I'm not going to get into that because we're not booking. I'm not going to book him. My reason for booking him is not going to be because I think his ex-wife was toxic. All right, because that's got nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, no.
But, all right,
well,
Eric.
She's fucking up business.
Well, I mean. Yeah, I mean, and that's probably
not... I'm busting your chops, relax.
Yeah. I mean, that's another discussion for another time. But, Eric, who would you book to win this match and why?
I'm going to agree with Daniel here. He kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I think we need a heel to win. We've gone, babyface on only one heel so far. That was Rude. Yeah. And I love the possibility of Paige versus Owen. I think that would be a good, hard-fought match, even a brutal match, too, if we made it, if there was a stipulation to it. But we can get to that if it comes.
Right. The thing is that, like, I think, and Kenny was kind of spot on here when he said, if Steamboat goes over here, obviously... It would be a better wrestling match against Hangman Page, but sometimes, you know, it would be babyface versus babyface. Sometimes that's a good thing. Other times it's not necessary. That's not a good thing. But before we kind of make a final decision here, Stevie, who would you book to win this match and why?
Well, you got to go with the weight advantage. So I'm going with Kevin Owens. He may not be one of the greatest wrestlers, but I think he's one of the greatest heels and supposed to being a babyface.
All right. So basically it's 3-1 here. Kenny, I understand your point and all that. And obviously Ricky the Dragon Steamboat is a better wrestler. I do think, however, a heel should go over. And you know Kevin Owens would obviously cheat to win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could actually do that, too.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Right. He would cheat to win, either a thumb to the eye or a low blow or whatever.
Ropes. Foot on the ropes.
Right. So, obviously, you know, we're going to go 3-1 here. I don't necessarily need to be the tiebreaker.
But what are your thoughts? Who would you actually put over?
I would put over because there's already a baby face, you know, there's already a baby face, you know, that would be participating in the next round as a matchup. I would put Kevin Owens over and I would make sure that he cheated. Because that's
Shoot.
What
you want to book it that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll book him as cheating to win, and we'll put Kevin Owens in there. All right. The next match. Right. This one, not necessarily a good wrestling match, but like depending on how you look at it, I'm sure this may have been like a fantasy match for people back in the 80s. So, Kenny, I'm actually going to start with you on this one again. Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Nikita Koloff.
It's not going to be a good match. It's going to be a fun match, but not because it's going to be some kind of clinic in wrestling. It's a fun match because you got two guys who are, well, first of all, you got Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And basically, it's like he is, if Captain America was, if Captain America was your crazy uncle instead of a super soldier, he'd be Hacksaw Jim Duggan, right? Like, that's basically the gimmick. He's the positive. Right. He's a positive American patriot. You know, it's everything good that America should be is what he represents. So, of course, you want to get the guy the U.S. title because it would make sense with the gimmick. And then Nikita Koloff, you know, like, he was, for all the bad shit you hear about him, he was committed to the gimmick. I mean, like, he would go, like, he would do the Nikita voice, like, you know, right? Like, he would do that voice all the, even with the boys, like, in on the plane. Like, he was always in, he would do the gimmick. He didn't cash his checks for, like, a year because he didn't want to go into the bank and, you know, tell the bank, oh, yeah, you know, like, expose everything. And he was, you know, he was Ivan Drago. He was wrestling Ivan Drago, basically.
Right.
Call him Rusev 1.0, if you want, something to give you the basic idea. And, you know, he couldn't do a ton of stuff, but he was intense, and he had passion, I would say, and you could get a fight. You could get a good fight out of him, basically. And I think this would be a fun little match, and you could kind of play up the Russia-USA angle, and you just let it go out. I think here this is gonna fuck up the booking, but. Here, I think you let them both drop. You do a DQ. Let them both drop out because, you know, they're going to just brawl because there's such heat. You know, there's such hatred between the two guys. They're going to just want to fight instead of, you know, they don't screw the title. We just want to, you know, beat you up because you're insulting America and blah, 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 and all that. But if I have to pick someone, I'd say you go with Duggan because I think there's a guy, like, if you've never seen his mid-south work, you need to do that immediately after we're done with this because as much as a lovable character as he was in WWE and WCW, the reason, like, the worker that Hacksaw Jim Duggan was in mid-south, and they'll blow you away. Like, honestly, it's hard to explain how that's even the same person.
Right, and I agree with you because I'm a huge fan of that, of his mid-south run and how much money he was able to draw, you know, not only as a member of the Rat Pack, you know, with DiBiase and Bourne, but also against DiBiase himself.
Oh, and any, yeah, that and any of his matches with Bud Sawyer, you want to have see a brawl. His blood bleeding, guys bleeding like three quarters of a shoot, like kind of a match because they really didn't like each other. That's a great match to watch him and Buzz the Mad Dog.
Right. All right. Let's go. Stevie, who would you book to win this match and why?
I would book Jim Duggan over Nikita Koloff.
Okay.
Basically, because I think it would probably go to the time limit, really.
Okay. All right. But if you had to pick a winner, you'd pick Nikki, or you'd pick Duggan. Eric, who would you book to win this thing and why?
I go with Duggan because he's the ultimate U.S. patriot, and a better way to have somebody move on than U.S. Patriot and a U.S. title match. U.S.
Okay.
tournament.
Right. All right. Daniel.
I'd say we go with Kenny's idea of having it, you know, a double disqualification.
Okay.
Or a count out. I say these two beat the shit out of each other. They take it out of the ring. They take it down the ramp. Maybe even in the crowd. And it could be an exciting spectacle for the first round. And it'd be something the fans could really get into. And there doesn't even have to be a winner. And then that's that way, you know, if we have a heel go over, you know, the next match or something.
Well, the next match, I'll say the next match is AJ Styles and Magnum TA.
Okay, well, there you go. Even if you don't, one of those guys can get a bye. I like the idea of, you know, because that happens in tournaments sometimes.
Right. We booked that in the world title tournament that we did a few months ago. You know, when we had Samoa Joe and Vader beat the shit out of each other, because it's almost the same style of match, except for Duggan and Nikita aren't necessarily that big.
Well, yeah, but it makes sense for the two guys involved, just like it made sense for Joe and Vader. I think it makes sense for Nikita and Duggan just to beat the piss out of each other, and it doesn't need to be a match. It can be a spectacle, and then it's over, and there's no winner. I'd be cool with that. If you guys don't want to go with that idea, you know, Doug is always a surefire safe bet.
Okay. All right.
Doug, I'll be right back. Check your messages.
All right.
I'm going to hang up. I have to call you back.
Okay. Hold on.
Bird's calling. All right, so. Yeah, so I like the idea of a double disqualification. The Duggan's cool with me too, but yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's. All right, so real quick, do you want to go Duggan winning or do you want to go the double disqualification?
I think either is fine.
Okay. All right. Obviously, Kenny and Daniel, Stevie, are you okay if we just go double DQ?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay. All right. So we'll say double DQ, we'll get a bye. All right, next match, Daniel, I'm going to have you start this off because he's your guy. AJ Styles, Magnum TA.
Well, I think if we're going heel Styles, since heels and baby faces have been the narrative, of pro wrestling, but AJ Styles, his heel work is phenomenal. I mean, pun intended, I guess. But he's really he used to be, to me, the face of TNA, and that's how he was. And he was kind of the Cena there, the baby face. But then getting older, he's coming to his own as a heel, and I find it way better than any baby face work he does. So if he ends up beating Magna, first of all, this is a dream match for me. I'd love to see these two guys go at it in their prime. Sadly, obviously, it would never happen, but it's a shame it's happening in round one because it's such an awesome match. I think the two will play off each other very well. I think AJ would probably have to score a roll-up and grab the tights or hang on the ropes or something. But, I think I'd actually go AJ so that he can get the buy in round two and, you know, talk all the smack that comes with that.
Okay. Eric, are you back yet?
Yeah, I never called back. I just texted him.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, he already texted me. This is why you and I shouldn't have children. All right, Eric, who should go over between Magnum TA and AJ Styles, and why?
Absolutely AJ Styles, because he is a man. And I don't even know who is the other guy?
Magnum TA.
Oh, dear, Eric.
Yeah, I'm going AJ Styles. I don't remember that name. I remember that name, but I don't remember watching it.
Definitely do some research on him tonight or tomorrow, because Magnum TA, he was going to be the guy. Awesome baby face.
Yeah, I'll go AJ Styles. Because I like, because he's one of my favorites. So. All
right, Kenny.
Yo. I'm gonna go. This is a tough one. I'll be honest. I'd actually go with Magnum TA because I'd actually have him go heel because we never got to see that in real life, and I'd have him heel on AJ. I'd just have him go in there and just maul AJ to the point where you, like, started to feel bad for AJ. And then have him just hit the belly-to-belly, 1, 2, 3, get it out of there. And, that's how I'd do it.
Okay. Stevie, who's going to go over and why?
I'd go with Magnum TA. I can't imagine Magnum TA as a heel, but I think he would have a good match with AJ Styles, and I would pick him.
Okay. All right. So obviously this is the first time I need to play tiebreaker here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, we had a bye earlier on, so the winner of this match is going to get a bye. Okay. AJ Styles obviously plays the heel in this one. God damn it. Plays the heel in this one. Because, you know, nobody would ever think of Magnum as... I mean, Kenny, you made a good proposal there. But obviously it's going to be AJ. AJ's the better heel. The heel needs to get the bye here. I'm basically going to say that it's going to be AJ, because the match would be phenomenal, and I agree, it probably should be in a later round.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we did draw this out of a hat. So, I'm going to say, I'm going to shift the odds over to AJ. I'm going to agree with Eric and Daniel, and I'm going to say AJ goes over. And, obviously, you know, competitive match. AJ throws in a couple cheap shots, hits the phenomenal forearm. Bing, bang, boom, he wins.
Although, the phenomenal forearm to belly would be an awesome finish. I agree with, obviously, I want AJ to win, but
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So next up here, match number 7 in round 1. Diamond Dallas Page and Lex Luger. Stevie, we'll start with you. Who would you book to win and why?
Oh, this is a tough decision. I'd probably go with Diamond Dallas Page. I think they would have probably one of the greatest matches in the tournament, to be honest with you. So I'd probably go with Diamond Dallas Page in this one.
Okay. All right. Eric, who would you book to win this and why?
I'm going with Diamond Dallas Page because is it a heel Page?
It can be either or.
Either or. I mean, Kenny, all right, Kenny, let's ask you real quick. Who was the better heel, Page or Luger?
Well, I'd say naturally Luger. I think DDP was, as a heel, he was always going to be a mid-carder. Is the thing I think about heel Diamond Dallas Page, right? Like, because he was a very pathetic heel. If you recall, he wasn't like, oh yeah, this guy's got something. He was so Jersey, was it even funny? Like, I don't know the other way to describe it. He was just so Jersey.
Right.
I would go with Paige specifically then because myself, I would go with Paige, although I like Luger. But I've got Paige because depending on what else we could do, we can always have Paige heel, believably, as well. Or face, if we got up against a bunch of good guys.
Okay.
And, you know, Paige just connected so much better with the crowd, period. You know, like, again, nothing against the Lex, but...
Okay. All right,
Paige
was just... Okay, I can go with that. I understand that. Daniel? Who's going over and why?
I think I'm going to go with the room on this one. I like DDP. I like both guys a lot. But powerful, you know, a powerful heel like Luger, I think we're already kind of we're doing well on the heel market here going to the tournament.
Right.
I'd like to see it endearing. You know, like DDP, like Kenny said, the way he connects with the fans, and he can go, and he brings a level of star power to the tournament, which I mean all these guys do. But he's just so infectious, and he just gets over just by, you know, just walking out of the curtain. He's one of those guys, you know. And he was the People's Champion. You know, we can build that. You know how he can become the People's United States Champion. There's a lot of ways we can go with it. I like DDP.
Okay.
Yeah, he was there. The Rock for WCW in that sense. Like, he was the guy who did, like, really connect with the crowd. I mean, think about when he gave, you know, when he tricked the NWO and hit the diamond cutter on those guys. And, like, you know, if the crowd had not been into that, like, they were into it. Even though that crowd was, like, pro-NWO, everybody was into it.
Right. And that was a huge moment. All right. So now... here's the big question. Does he finish Luger with the diamond cutter, or do we save the diamond cutter for another round?
I think he can hit
the diamond cutter. Doesn't really matter any other way, I don't think.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Just finish.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that, like, sometimes, like, you got to try to build, I think, you know.
Yeah, but what else is he going to beat Luger with?
I roll up?
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
All right, but anyway, so DDP is gonna go over. I'm cool with that. All right, match number 8 in round number 1. Eric, you're gonna cream over this. Kenny Omega and Shinsuke Nakamura. And with that being said, since I just brought that up, Eric, you start.
Oh boy. And we're going heel Omega and face Nakamura.
I mean, we can. I mean, obviously, the rules are different right now. You know, Nakamura's the heel. Omega's the face.
Do they ever face each other in Japan? I'm calling the brain.
Yeah, didn't Omega beat Nakamura as Nakamura was on his way out?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. I'm going to say you put over Shinsei Nakamura because it feels like he could win a U.S. title. He's won a lot of secondary titles. Max say IWGP is IC titles secondary, but I think you put Nakamura over. I think
okay. He
has more potential in this tournament.
Okay. Kenny.
Yo. Okay, first off, several things here. Omega is an athletic guy. He's a good athlete, so I won't take anything away from that. And when he's in there with the right guy like Nakamura, he can do some pretty amazing things. Beyond that, though, Shinsuke Nakamura is the one wrestler in the last 5 years who I had to see this guy. When he came into New Japan, he was so good and so, like, charismatic. And just, like, you know, he isn't obviously he's an in-shape guy, but he's, like, more like a runner in terms of his build. But his style of wrestling is believable for him. He wrestles a very believable style, wrestles a very hard style, and I like his weird kind of Michael Jackson, Jim Morrison-esque kind of thing he's got going on, where he's, you know, just a guy. And I mean, not only that, but people don't talk about this at all, but like, when Omega was there, his biggest star in New Japan as Omega was, Nakamura was making the secondary belt. Was main eventing stuff with Tanahashi over the world title with whatever the hell the secondary belt is, the internet. I don't know what it is in New Japan, but it's like, it's basically their U.S. title. Well, not the actual one, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Hello? Yeah, okay. I thought I screwed up. Yeah, so definitely Nakamura just because. And I'd actually do it, you know, New Japan Nakamura is perfect because he's neither heel nor babyface because they really don't get into that in Japan. At least the Japanese guys themselves don't, you know, just because it's more of a sport. So Nakamura for me, no doubt.
All right, Daniel, take the reins here.
I like both guys. Nakamura, you know, I think there's a lot we could do with Nakamura here, especially if he wins. I like that. I like putting Nakamura over. I think Kenny, you know, I think he said it pretty well. I don't know if there's much else to say. Omega's good, and the two obviously have proven that they can have a good match and they have good chemistry and they'll make this work. And I'm sure Omega will lose, you know, making Nakamura look like $1 million because he's pretty good at selling. And, you know, the stiffness of the match, it's going to be good. I like that we're kind of having tough guys and more brutal guys win, so I'd like to stay with that tradition and let's have the King of Strong Style get the victory here.
All right. Absolutely. All right, Stevie, who would you book to win and why?
I would book Nakamura to win this one. I think you got to get him over.
Okay.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Prevailing opinion, obviously, is Nakamura. So Nakamura is who we will go with. All right. Now that concludes round one. Round two, let's get it started. First match of round two, Ravishing Rick Rude, John Moxley. Daniel, who's winning it and why?
Holy shit. Can I get the – what's the second match after? That's Paige and who?
Kevin Owens.
Paige and Kevin Owens. And Moxley and Rude. So now we got to start thinking about who we want, you know, to be the guy here. Because both of these guys could possibly win the tournament. Both of these guys you could build the U.S. title around. It just, you know, it depends where you want to go with it. I have to stick with Rick Rude, I think. I especially because he's a lot – Kevin Owens is a great heel. I don't know if I want to take him any further. I know I'm not trying to jump ahead too much. So – to be the big top heel in this thing and make it to the, you know, the guy you want to see get his ass kicked in the finale. You know, he gets to the finale and then you want to see him lose. So I'd have to go. I'm going Rick Rude.
Okay.
I like that Moxley's a wild card. And I think even Rick Rude pisses him off to the point where Moxley disqualifies himself.
Okay.
I think that would be the finish to go with. And then he just outsmarted him and that's how he went. He didn't even get the pinfall.
Right.
Because he's so smart.
All right. Stevie, who would you book to win this match and why?
I would book Rick Rude to win this one via disqualification.
Okay. All right. Eric, who's winning and why?
I'm actually going to play devil's advocate here and put my shit over because I think Moxley could be a little underdog story, but a little. Nobody can expect him to beat Rude, and I think this could be the upset of the tournament.
Okay. Kenny?
The Ravishing One, of course. I think you could actually, I'd love the idea of Rude, just have him start saying stuff about Renee Young. It's like, get it? You have to get under Moxley's skin. Yeah, do the count. I mean, do have a match, but do the, just have him keep just fucking with Renee Young, for lack of a better term, saying all kinds of stuff in the backseat. And he can start it at the start of the night. First interview of the night, we'll have Rude and Renee Young, and he can start at that. And if you really want to do it interesting, you could even have it where Renee turns on him. We really make it something, do some wild shit, but definitely Rude. It writes itself almost. It writes itself almost.
Okay,
I agree with him.
I mean, I agree with that too, and I do agree that, you know, a heel, because again, you know, depending on where we go with the next one. And like I said earlier, and Kenny also said it earlier, the U.S. title, that's Rick Rude's title.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, Eric, I'm sorry.
That's fine. I just wanted to say devil's advocate and be different. So.
Right. Okay. Match number two in round number two. Hangman Page, Kevin Owens. Kenny, who you putting over and why?
It's got to be Hangman. I mean, this is, again, okay, here's the thing. I'm very big on Hangman Page, obviously. And I'm sorry, if we go with Owens, he's losing the next match. I'm sorry. Kevin Owens will not be going over Rick Rude. Not on my damn show. Not on my damn wrestling show. But Paige, obviously, because it just makes more sense. I mean, you got this young guy, who's, if he, like I said, you can build something around him, the right people, the right moves, like in the next year or two, are going to decide whether Hangman Paige is, you know, the guy, or he's like, you know, the guy who could have been the guy. You know, it's going to be the difference between him and Lex. It's going to be the difference between heel Lex Luger and WWE Lex Luger the next couple years. So I would, if Paige just, like, I could see some brilliance in a Rick Rude Paige match. So Paige.
Okay. Eric?
I'm going with Adam Page, too.
Okay. All right. Stevie?
I got to agree and go with Adam Page on this one.
All right.
Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. I think Kenny said it earlier. The story writes itself.
Right.
Especially at this point. It would not make, especially if we're going heel Owens, it makes no sense for him and Rude to go against each other. It just doesn't. But it builds a good story, and it really is giving Paige good credibility that he's going over these guys, some top heels. And then then he's going to get to the ultimate test, which is Rude, and he's got to beat Rude to get to the finale. Yeah, the story's all there. So all we have to do is push it forward. Paige wins.
Okay. All right. All right. So basically, that's how it's gonna go. Then. Paige is going over. So it's gonna be Paige and Rude in the semis. Let's jump right. Well, obviously, we don't need to jump into AJ going into a match because he got the bye.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, actually, if we're going to play. Because, again, AJ, another great guy who can do heel and face and make it believable.
Okay. All right. I agree with that. All right, so let's get into it. Daniel, I'll let you start it off. DDP Nakamura.
DDP Nakamura. I mean, yeah, it's right there. AJ gets the bye. You know, he's gonna have to go against the People's Champion in the next round. I love Nakamura, and I'd like to see him do better than what he's doing in WWE now. I don't have him going any farther in this tournament. I say DDP gets the victory here. We have a nice emotional heel victory again, especially after. If we do it upright with AJ in the ring and them announcing him and him looking all confident and everything, it's going to really piss people off. So it'll be nice to give him a nice face victory after. And Nakamura is going to be brutal as hell throughout the match, really beat DDP up to where he probably can't continue, but he still edges out the victory, goes in the next round.
Right.
I'm leaning towards DDP on this one.
Okay. All right. Stevie?
I would have to go with DDP, and the finish would probably be the diamond cutter.
Okay.
Can I interject one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I think also DDP, because we don't need to see Nakamura and AJ punch each other in the nuts for the 76th time.
No.
All right. Eric, who's going over
just
and why?
Just to be different. Just to be different. And I know it's not going to win. So I'm going to say Nakamura just to be different.
Okay. Can you elaborate on it a little, or what are you thinking?
I think we could book AJ Styles versus Nakamura better than WWE could. So, and I think that, and I would love to see that match in outside the WWE ring.
Okay.
All right.
I think we could have a five-star match, to be honest.
Okay. So now on the one hand, Diamond Dallas Page, right? It's like, I get where you're going with that. I like it. And because we have the advantage of no time limit, we do DDP, like a DDP who trained just to be in this tournament, got back into ring shape, just for this, or, well, better the ring shape as opposed to just his phenomenally in shape, yoga shape. But, so we could play, if we played off like that, DDP would be obviously going over. But I can also see reasons to put Nakamura over because I think it's like and again, kind of playing it off like, you know, like it's just, you know, in this case, we play it off of like it isn't that Nakamura is particularly evil or bad or anything. He's just so brutal of a fighter. Like, you know, he just beats the shit out of Diamond Dallas Page, and Page comes so, so close, you know. And then at the last second, he just loses it. So I don't know what I'm going to say here. I'm going to say Nakamura just so I can we can hear Doug, have Doug be the tiebreaker. So.
Oh, I hate you so much. All right.
I don't have to make any decision.
Okay.
They're both good points.
They're both very good points. Okay. Here's how I feel about it. AJ is a heel, obviously, right? AJ's a heel. So obviously, and we kind of booked Diamond Dallas Page as a babyface. Nakamura kind of is the heel. So obviously the general consensus here should be, all right, babyface goes over. But on the other hand, everybody always clamors for AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura, correct?
I don't know if they're still clamoring for it, but yes, at one point.
Okay. All right. So
in the right place, it could be good, yes.
It was good in Japan when they did it.
It was definitely very good in Japan, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that being said, I do, however, think we have to go with the guy we booked as the babyface here.
Okay.
Being Diamond Dallas Page. I get why. I understand it. Or I understand why, you know, you guys would say, all right, Nakamura, you know, should go over. But I'm going to just go with the babyface here.
Okay.
To get a babyface heel matchup, which is the general direction we've been going. So I'm going to make the decision here and say Diamond Dallas Page. So.
Okay.
All right. Semis. First match in the semis, we have Ravishing Rick Rude, Hangman Adam Page. Eric, why don't you start us off?
I'm going to go with Adam Page here because I think he is the kind of underdog story, and I think he would be a good story to go further in the tournament.
Okay.
Daniel. Before I answer, because this really comes down to what do we want to see? And I'm gonna ask Kenny real quick. If you were a customer, you would be here buying a ticket to a wrestling show. There's two shows with two different main events, and we can only go to one. You know, what is more exciting? AJ Styles and Hangman Adam Page, or Rude and
Diamond Dallas Page?
And DDP, the other Page. What main event is more exciting?
Okay, see, this is the problem here, because I would, if that were, those are the only two choices, because like both have potential, right? Both have potential.
Yes.
Just because I've never seen AJ live, I've seen Diamond Dallas Page live. I'm pretty sure I have. I might have seen Ravishing Rick Rude, maybe. I'm not sure. Now that's an impossibility, but just because I've never seen AJ Styles, I've certainly never seen Page live, I'd have to go with the Page ticket. But that, let me be clear on saying that has nothing to do with what my answer is going to be, if that makes any sense. So I would buy the Page Man Styles ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, are you going Hangman Page here?
This is Bobby Roode. Bobby.
Rick Roode.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Not Bobby Roode. My bad. By the way,
that'd
to
be
our
good match too, though.
Yeah.
That'd be a good match, though.
That would be a great match. I just think, you know, the heel, and I actually agree with Kenny about the ticket, and it's I have a different answer too. So, I because Roode has just been more of the compelling heel the way we booked him. AJ is, you know, he's a great heel, and you know he got the bye. But Roode's been doing some good stuff throughout this thing. And I think Paige looks good at this point no matter what. I think we're good with Adam Page.
Right.
I think he has credibility. He can make it to that next level if we ever do anything else with him. You know, he just being here with Roode is something, you know, for him.
Right.
He's already got the rub. So he can lose this. So I'm going to go Bobby Roode. Obviously
Rick Roode. Again, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been watching a lot of TNA. I got that TNA Plus free membership. So, Rick Roode. It should be free. It should be
paying
free.
You to watch. There's some of that you've been paying you to watch.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're going to go Rick Roode.
Okay.
I'm going to go Rick Roode.
Okay. All right. Who else have I asked besides you?
We never actually asked Kenny.
Right.
I just asked him who would.
Did I ask the other two?
Yeah, you asked me first.
All right, and you said Paige, right?
Yeah, because I think in underdog story. I think he's the underdog.
You did that, Stevie. You did that.
All right, Stevie, who goes over and why?
I got to go with Rick Roode. I think he's a better heel on this one. So I'd have to go with the heel.
Okay. All right. Kenny, give us.
Okay.
Give us your reasoning.
Okay. So, first off, these two matches, I'm going to do both of them at once because they have to be done that way for you to understand my reasoning.
Okay.
We're going to go with Hangman going over. And then we're going to go with Diamond Dallas Page going over. And we're going to have Page and Page for the main event. Because we're going to have the basically the new Page and the old Page, and like they're both going to have, you know, like here's the up-and-comer, here's the grizzled veteran, and the drama here, the drama is one of them willing to win that title, to get that prestige? Is one of them willing to become the bad guy? And of course, the real answer is neither of them are, but we're going to play with that. And that is why, you know, we're going to break the heel-face dichotomy because at this point, it is actually not the smart thing to do, in my opinion, that we need to drop that and we need to tell just a compelling story that has nothing to do with, I mean, you still have the guys, like, work heel and face, but, like, not in the traditional sense. That makes any sense.
I love it. I totally – the theme that we have here, and then we get to the main event and we just break it, I love it. And then you got the two faces who, you know, and it's not even about that anymore.
Okay.
It's just – and now you got that passing of the torch, or maybe not, or you got the old Buck versus the new Buck. And both are very kind of, you know, similar in personality in a way. And, yeah, I love it. So I'm actually going to agree with – Kenny, before you even ask me about the second match.
Okay. All right. So let's just say, all right, I'll basically say this because there was a tie for Rick Roode and Hangman Page anyway. I'll break the tie. I'll say Page goes over. Hangman Page goes over.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I actually do kind of agree with Kenny's reasoning. Because to be honest with you, I'm more intrigued with Diamond Dallas Page going over against AJ Styles, and I really am, you know, AJ, even though AJ's great and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rick Roode, I thought we were headed towards there, but you know what? I'm cool with Hangman Page. All right, he goes over. Kenny already gave his reasoning, so we already have we've already got that. Are you in agreement with him, Bangham?
Yeah, I don't know if there's much I need to change there. I think I love the idea of we have this theme, right? You know, the baby face, and we're leaning on it a lot. So I like that that's such a big deal, and then it just it stops, you know, and now it's not about that anymore.
Okay.
Now we're telling the crowd it's not a, you know, you can cheer for both guys because both guys legitimately want, need this. And you got the old guy who got in shape just for this, and this is his one last ride. And then you got the new, the young buck who has something to prove and needs this just as much. It's a way more compelling story. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with Kenny.
Okay. And technically, if you look at it the way we did the world title tournament, heel went over. Heels went over in the tag title tournament.
Yeah.
So it's about time a babyface go over. All right, Eric, Stevie, are you guys in agreement with the way Daniel and Kenny are going here? Is for Diamond Dallas Page to go over?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agree.
All right. So let's not. Okay. Let's not really waste any more time on that. All right. We're here at the final. Eric, I'm going to start with you. Hangman Page, Diamond Dallas Page. Which Page wins?
I'm going to go with the younger Page. It's a great story for Diamond Dallas Page to come back out of retirement and get all the way to the finals. But this is the passing of the torch, and I think, and as I said earlier, last round, I think Adam Page is the big underdog, not the big underdog, but the underdog in this tournament, and for him to win, it would be a great story, and to give him a singles title, a singles run. He has such a great talent.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and also,
go ahead, Eric.
In the world title, we gave it to a veteran. We didn't give it to a current wrestler.
Right.
So, and I think giving it to a current wrestler would be no different from what we did with Crane.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Stevie, who are you putting over and why?
Hello?
Stevie.
Stevie?
Guess what happened?
All right. Kenny, you go then.
Oh, God, this is tough because, you know, I mean, you want to you think about putting the old guy over because, like, that's what made ECW, right? I mean, Terry Funk going over, right? And in a lot of ways, you know, God, but I think, you know, really, honestly, Paige Hangman gets it because he needs it. He isn't established yet. If this was possible, this would be the thing that maybe could make him the big star.
Okay.
So, Hangman. But we make it, you know, you let it go and you do this thing in the match where Paige doesn't cheat necessarily, but he bends the rules. You know, like, he holds, you know, maybe he's got him in a hold and he holds it longer than, you know, the 5 seconds you're supposed to and that kind of stuff. And, you know, he's like, so he's using the ropes for leverage behind the guy, everybody, you know, the rest back. Nothing that's technically cheating, but it isn't exactly fair play either. And you kind of get that, you get a dynamic where, you know, the crowd, if it's done right, should start to slowly turn, you know, to Hangman's side. Because here's this, you know, he's not... Here's this old guy trying to not even, you know, he's not going to win honorably. He's just so glory hungry. He's just going to try to steal the match, right? So that's how I see it.
Okay. All right, Stevie, before we lost you there for a couple minutes, all right, who you putting over, Hangman Page or Diamond Dallas Page?
I got to go with Hangman Page.
Okay. Daniel?
I'm going to go Hangman, too. I think we should have a backstage vignette where he's doing an interview. And I think Cornette and the FTR should come up to him since that's our tag champions. And they should try to convince him to go to the dark side. And, you know, the only way you're going to beat this established legend is if, you know, you really, you know, become one of us and, you know, accept that mean streak in you. And we kind of play up to that a little bit and even throughout the match, but we don't do it. Like, we don't do it. And then, at the end, DDP's kind of looking at him like, just, you know, kind of like Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels. We talked about it last week. But just that moment when, you know, Ric Flair's looking at him like, put me out of my misery. Like, I that really made me feel something as a wrestling fan. So I think we could do the same thing here with the two pages. And, you know, DDP just looking at him like, I'm passing the torch to you. Hit me with this lariat and finish it and become the face of this company. Or the next rising star, you know?
Right.
I think there's a couple nuances we could put in there and make it interesting. And, yeah, I like Paige. Hangman, that is.
Right. Okay. All right. All right, so that's basically going to settle it, I think, there. The winner and United States champion here in the unscripted Fantasy Warfare is going to be Hangman Page. So, all right. And now, is everybody cool with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think he's a rising star.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. So that concludes Fantasy Warfare for this month. We will be back again next month. I don't know which one we're going to do yet. We'll figure it out. Final plugs real quick. Make sure you listen to Boxman and Smart. The Dirt Sheet Dudes are coming up here tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern time, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. You can hear them Wednesday and Friday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern time, or a little after 10. Next week, we're going to be back with the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, 8 o'clock Eastern time, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. Next week, we are going to go through 1990 through the present day, give our MVPs of those years and our runners-up. A lot of discussion, a lot of debate, a lot of arguing, whatever. We're going to do that. Sunday night, 5 o'clock Eastern time, same channel, UFC tier list, right?
Yep.
Okay. And, of course, everybody keep a lookout or keep an ear open for the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament. That the round two should be starting in a couple weeks. I need a little bit of time to get these questions ready and the people that are helping me get the questions ready. So that'll be coming out to everybody. Keep a lookout for that. All right. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, Stevie. Thank you, Eric. Obviously, Daniel, thank you. Daniel, thank you as well. This has been great. A lot of great discussion again. I appreciate it. So, all right, yeah, let's wrap it up here. Let's take it on home.
All right, guys.
Okay, boys.
All right.
That was Unscripted Wrestling.
Bye.
See you guys.
See you tomorrow night.
Yep.
Penny night.
Yeah.